This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, folks. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And Christine Wong.
It's Black Friday, you know, and a lot of you might be very excited about this. Some of you less so. Very quickly, we're going to have an update from KLCI at break before we get to some numbers and some comments regarding Black Friday.
Yeah, so the KLCI is down by 0.26%, and active stocks include AT Systematization, Kangaroo International, and Key Alliance Group. The ringgit is up against the US dollar at 4.07, up against the Aussie dollar at 3.00, and the Sing dollar at 3.04.
There you go. No more updates over on Twitter in terms of comments, but I can have a quick look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. 147 votes so far. 61.9% of you saying, nah, it's just another sale. 34% of you saying, no, I'm broke. 4.1% of you saying, yes, my carts are loaded. Guys, those of you that are voting, tell us what your carts are loaded with. We're interested. You know, share a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Over on Instagram, what have we got?
On Instagram, we've got yes at 32% and no at 68%, and a bunch of responses as well. Give me 2 seconds. Ivawa says, I think we don't really have the culture of Black Friday sales until recent years. Fair enough. Henry Prawn says, no money, no Friday. Oof. 231291 says, I always save my annual expense to get good bargains this Black Friday. Very nice. Mm. Stephen HSL says, already spent so much on 11-11. 12-12 is coming soon as well. We already have so many sales events here all year round. Chinese New Year,
yes.
Raya,
yes.
Year End,
yes.
etc. So Black Friday doesn't mean much. I'm David the Kyung says, the only thing that will excite me is CMCO, MCO, EMCO, Disco, whatever co.
YMCA, lifted. Yeah, lifted.
And so the thing that I wanted to talk about, it's been a very tough year.
Mm.
2020 has been really tough. And as David has said, you know, we've had MCO and EMCO and RMCO and CMCO and every kind of CO thing happening. And since it is Black Friday and Thanksgiving in America was just yesterday, I figured we should talk about what to be grateful for.
Aww.
In 2020.
Go on then.
Yeah. So
give us something nice and fuzzy and
yeah.
to talk about.
Fuzzy Friday. So we have 7 things here. This is from an article on Inc.com, and it's 7 things to be grateful for in 2020. So the first thing is to be grateful that you're alive.
Yes.
Yay. Yeah. You know, it's simple and yet it's so easy to forget about it. You are alive right now, which is very cool. You know, all these highly unlikely things had to happen in order for you to even have been born in the first place. And we're born in the like 21st century.
Yes.
And we speak the world's most common language, most of us. And we are walking around with like small devices in our pockets that can connect us to almost the entire history of human knowledge.
And that idea of your parents having to be in that place at the right time, mm-hmm. and their parents having to be in that place at the
yeah.
right time, and their parents, and all the way back
Miracle
to the beginning of
life.
Recorded history. Yes. I
so
love
good.
That. I love the idea of that.
Second thing, be grateful for pain and longing. Now, you may be thinking, what? But there are 2 reasons. Firstly, because good relationships are what makes us most happiest and most fulfilled, and all good relationships depend on understanding.
Mm.
And if you've never experienced pain and longing, you can't understand other people. But the second reason, pain and longing lead to growth. It's what we talk about in business to solve customer pains, but it's also about learning, growing, and moving forward to fix pain in our own lives. Pain and sorrow hurt, longing is no fun, but if you learn to be grateful for it, you'll be happier in the long run.
Did you just make a rhyme on purpose?
I'm a poet and I didn't even know it.
Good Lord.
Third thing, be grateful for your needs. So do you have a home?
Yes.
Food?
Yes.
Shelter?
Yes.
Protection from the elements?
I do.
Congratulations. The base level of Maslow's hierarchy is taken care of. it's fairly easy to be grateful for it, even if we sometimes forget. Now, the trickier part is being grateful for unmet needs. Frankly, the kind of things that sometimes do lead to pain and longing, but these are the fires that get lit under us. They're what motivate us to exercise creativity. It's what gets us out of bed in the morning on the days we'd really rather sleep in. No needs, no necessity, then no inventions. Because obviously necessity is the mother of invention. Be grateful for progress and in turn be grateful for the needs that make them possible.
Right.
Number 4, be grateful for forgiveness. We all mess up.
No, we
all
don't. No.
have to ask for forgiveness sometimes, and we all have reason to be thankful when it is given. But here's a twist on this one. How about exploring gratitude for your own ability to forgive? Because you're human, you've been hurt by other people, you've probably even been hurt by people you care about, maybe deeply, but the ability to forgive and move on keeps you from throwing out these kinds of good, valuable relationships. They wouldn't be tenable otherwise. And that makes your ability to forgive a gift. and something else to be grateful for. Number five, be grateful for your failures.
I might be grateful for my failures. Other people might not be grateful for my failures.
But look, failures done right are actually a sign of ambition, right? Nothing ventured, nothing gained and all that. And they're also learning opportunities. That's kind of really what this is about. Mm. Not just a chance to learn from your mistakes or the times you'll fall short, but a chance to learn how to fall. Learn what to be afraid of and what not to be afraid of. Fall short? Sure, but realize it almost never has to be the end of the story. Be grateful for your ability to write that next chapter, but also for the experiences, even the failures that brought you to the blank page once more. Number six, be grateful for your people.
Yes.
Our lives are largely the sum total of our relationships, so train yourself to be grateful for the people in your life. People like your family, your friends, your co-workers. Sup, Rich?
Yay.
And even your classmates, your acquaintances, if you're running a business, your employees and teammates and customers. It's hard sometimes, but, you know, learn to be grateful even for your rivals if you have such people in your lives, the ones who hurt you or bring out the worst in you, because you get knowledge from even those relationships. You get understanding. You get things worth being grateful for. And while we're at it, be grateful for the animals in your life. If you got pets, be grateful for them. I think they're great.
Not when they're eating the food you've just cooked and you put it out on the
but
counter.
But they're cuddly and comforting and lovely presences in your lives. Yes, and I also never want a pet so badly, so shush.
It's always nice to share a photograph of
it's true.
Said stupid animal.
It's true.
Or two.
And the final thing, the seventh thing to be grateful for in 2020 is to be grateful for hope. Like, look, was this year a difficult one? Probably. And I'm really sorry to hear that. And I hope experiencing that difficulty brings you hope. How? Because by definition, if this year was especially difficult, then other years have to be better, right?
Yes.
That's not to minimize the very big challenges and hardship that some people have faced in 2020. It's just to recognize that hope is many things, but it's partly the sense that bad times prove the existence of better times. Gratitude isn't just about going down a checklist, though. It's about developing a habit of looking for the positive, for the good, and then articulating why you're grateful for it at all. The pandemic will end. The economy will rebound. Please, it might not be easy, but we'll figure out solutions to our big problems. And then, spoiler alert, there will be other problems and other challenges to solve. But it's okay. It's what moves us all forward. And that alone is yet another thing to be grateful for.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I feel a little bit better and warmer and fuzzier right now.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Doris Troy is the woman that we'll be singing for us next with Gonna Get My Baby Back. Before that, though, just remember we have a poll running over on Twitter. Are you excited about Black Friday? Let us know. 61.9% of you clearly are not, but some of you might be. We'll be right back with our third and final message on today's show. All about the Queen's Gambit and chess, of course.
Woo.
Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.